Is there any question? Please tell us your name.
Praise the living God.
And what you do for a living.
Praise the living God.
And where you come from, in case.
Praise the living God.
Yes.
My name is Nnamdi Dennis Madoka. I'm from Imo State. So I want to ask a question.
Yes.
The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 18 from verse 22, it says, whoever that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor from the Lord. And I keep seeing sisters and brothers that say that, you know, whoever that findeth a wife, that is now, you mentioned it as earlier on, that it is our own duty to find. So I want to know, is it that we are just to go out there and find a wife? Is it by the help of the Holy Spirit or by our own way? That's what I want to know. Is it by the help of the Holy Spirit or that we just go out and find?
The Bible in Proverbs chapter 3.
Yeah.
It says, in all thy ways, it says, acknowledge God and he shall direct thy path. It's expected that a serious decision like marriage, you will make that decision prayerfully. You will pray, Lord, let me not make a wrong decision. You will pray, Lord, direct me to the person you have ordained for me. With that prayer behind you, you go out by faith. And whosoever your heart reaches and meets the quality of what you want as a man, you go for her. Okay. So you have actually done it with the help of the Holy Ghost. Because you have prayed before going out.
Right. Thank you.
God bless you. Yes?
Just praise the Lord. Daddy, I want to ask you a question. There is something you say that if a man don't have money, or a man package yourself well before he got married. Look at the situation of a teen now. Assume that a woman staying, or a woman, let me say, a woman of that something years, he never got married. Or a man of 40 or 50 years, he never got, he went to marriage. My state to girl, the situation of a teen, open himself to the girl that, look at the situation I'm into. So, and the girl, I mean, the man have interest to the lady.
Yes, he opened his mouth. Tell the woman, say,
you want to marry her,
but he don't get money.
He don't get money.
You see the situation here.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Maybe you call the girl, look, I want to marry you, but I don't get a house. I am 50 years. I don't get money. I don't get work.
He's serious. The man is serious.
But I want to marry.
Yeah.
And are you, I want to marry. But see my condition here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, you see, you have spelled out your condition. Now, it's left for that woman now to know that, yes, I will marry this man, but I will be prepared to take care of both myself and him. Do you understand? Now, that woman, we should also be sure you are capable of taking care of both him, yourself, and your children. If you know you are capable of, and it fits you, why not? Okay. You go ahead, because sometimes, through the woman, the man's fortune can change. But, it is not a sermon.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
It is one in a million.
Okay.
In fact, don't allow it. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, church. Pastor, please, I want to ask a question that has been getting me confused. If you're in a distant relationship, and actually you people talk, he calls you on phone very well, and he has the intention of getting married to you, and coming back to get married to you. But due to people's past relationship, they said that with distance relationship is not actually going to come back for you. He's not going to do this. His promises is not going to, he's not going to keep his promises. But if you in person goes in prayer and pray, then the next thing, the person over there will put more action in his intention towards you. If you pray, you keep on seeing him in your dream coming back to get married to you. And if you tell people to pray for you, he's still the one they still choose for you. What, as in, I don't know what is going to do. If to keep on with what you do see, because I don't know if your if dreams can actually deceive you when it comes for marriage.
What you are saying is a relationship, online relationship.
Yes. So you guys have seen each other before. You guys know each other before he traveled.
So you knew each other. You were in a courtship before he left?
Yes.
So what's the problem? You are now saying that he may have changed after he traveled?
Yes. Yes, I'm saying that. And due to what people do say concerning people who are distant.
No. No, that person is not a stranger to you again now. So I think you don't fall into that category of people that are warned to beware of online relationship. You should marry somebody you know. And that knowledge should go beyond phone calls and chatting. It should go beyond that. It should take some time to see that person. Know the person. You know, have some more a close and intimate relationship than just phone call and chatting. I believe it is dangerous. Some have met their husbands like that, their wives like that, but many too have regretted such relationship. So it's not a thing I encourage too much. Yes, the relationship can start from there, but before you finally agree, you should know that person personally.
Sir, please, I also want to ask. I have this friend of mine. She's into a relationship, though for marriage, but she complains that the guy's behavior is unbearable, and she's trying to, like, talk to him. Each day, every day that passes by, they quarrel. Every day that passes by, they quarrel, and she doesn't know what to do, but I keep on telling her to endure and be patient. So, I keep on telling her to endure and be patient. But seriously, I don't know what to tell her again.
See, those of you who give counsel, you must be very sincere with yourself. You see, what you owe anybody you are counseling, you owe the person the truth. What you cannot take, don't advise another person to take it.
But she said she loves the guy. So I have to tell her.
I'm just saying now. I say, you place yourself in a position and advise her. The truth is, the man's behavior, he said, is unbearable. If you cannot bear a thing, then what makes you love the person? So now she will tell you what thing she loves the person for.
Okay, sir, one more question, please. See, if you're a lady, you have many suitors coming for you, how can you know who the right person actually is?
The right person, number one, is the one that can pay the price for you. You know what I mean? You don't know. The one that can pay the price for you. I talk about packaging. You have your terms. You have your conditions. The ideal man you want. And you know your worth. But if all of them, all the many suitors, all say they can pay the price to get you, and something I have told you, the truth is this. Listen, church. God created us on this basis. Listen very well. When it comes to marriage, you cannot have the same feeling for all of them that come. The one that is your husband, there will be a feeling for that particular person that you don't get for the others. So the one that, you know, you have that feeling for, is the right person. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
I believe that courtship are for mature people. two mature people. And you said that if two people are in courtship, the woman should not allow the man know the financial status.
Yes.
Now, in some cases, I would like you to advise us, then answer the question too. Most men, let me be realistic, men, sometimes money, finance, because of this level of situation here in Nigeria, some men are sincere. They want to get married, but the money is not there. And a woman, it's true. I want to be realistic. And a woman, she is of age and met such kind of man. And she loved the man. There will be this desperacy. And because of the money is not there, most men, they'll start, not that they're not ready for marriage, but the money is not there. You start playing on them. Now, my question goes this way. I had a woman, she's a celebrity. She got married to a man. She made the man, they were in courtship. She made the man knew her financial status. She raised the man from grass. She's a graduate. She raised the man from grass to the top because she was in a position of being a celebrity. She connected the man after his graduation. He went for part-time. She raised the man to the top. Now, there are some women like that. They are capable. They know the guy they love doesn't have such money, but they know they can raise the guy. And they are ready for that. So what advice will you give to such ladies?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now listen. When I stand here to preach, to advise you, I look at the norm. I am looking at the norm. I'm not looking at, I cannot bring isolated cases and make it as a sermon. That means I'll be here endorsing indolence among men, laziness among men, and risking the daughters of God to go before such people are married. So I am telling you the norm. I am aware of isolated cases. A man is not qualified to go and ask a woman for marriage when you cannot take care of that woman. What makes you a man? We are Africans in particular. I'm talking to Africans now. Look at our background. Imagine a man in a village with vast land to cultivate everywhere. Sits down, says he cannot go to farm. He has no farm. He has no means of coming to bring food to feed his house. And he says he's going to meet a woman to marry. Which man will give your daughter out to such a person? You see? And it is a shameless man that will go before a man, a woman, to take care of him and call him her husband. You are shameless. Very shameless. You do everything. I was coming with Joseph in the car now, here, and then he saw a company there. He said, he's a graduate. He said his classmate, a graduate. Because of lack of job, he's doing security work, collecting 20,000 naira in a month. And I said, in the car, I said, I have respect for that guy. I said, I have respect for him. Because man must survive. So a man sits down, folds his hand, and says, what effort have you made? House you don't get. You are waiting. Some people marry and go and live with the woman in her house. Why? Because, you know, you must have something to do. It's a different thing if she is any more than you, but you are working. But to just sit down and say, you know, nothing. Since I lost my job 15 years ago, and the struggle, nothing. I don't reach 50 years now. No, but God is telling me, you are my wife. I don't know how this will be. I don't know whether that through you, God will come lift me up. It can happen, but we don't preach it. Thank you. Yes, someone is on the line from Anambra, Igbo people. Brother Chukwuemeka, yes? Can we hear you?
Yeah. Yeah, I need to ask a question.
Go on.
Okay, sir. I want to ask a question that they listen to your teaching. Then the question I want to ask is that I'm in my thought now, you know, they don't believe in this worship. They didn't believe it at all. They don't believe that when you see the sister, you just go to the pastor, approach the pastor, then the pastor will go and approach the lady. Then, for my own, that is the lady that I want to get married, and it's not from my thought. And I already told my pastor that I want to get married. And my pastor advised me so that sister from the church that we cannot come to the wedding. Then I want you to help me to clarify it so that I would know, is it right for me to just go approach the sister and tell the sister that I want to get married to her? Or should I just go on with my pastor advice? That's my question.
God bless you, Chukwuemeka from Anambra. Listen, some churches don't believe in courtship. Their own way is to avoid temptation and things like that. Listen, I don't know how they achieve their own, but I am telling you now that this is what I believe, and I believe it is scriptural. There must be courtship. Don't marry a stranger, especially in this time when the church now, wheat and tares are gathered there together. Mixed multitude. You may even still be children of God, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, but you may not be compatible for husband and wife. It is dangerous. The second aspect of your question is, you found a girl in another church, and your pastor is threatening you that if you go and marry a woman that is not a member of the church, he will not attend the marriage. That is the problem some of you have. What has his attending your marriage got to do with your living in peace with a woman? If you like, attend my marriage. If you like, don't attend my marriage. What I'm looking for is a woman that will give me peace. A woman that I love. That is part of the witchcraft in Christianity. Brother Chukwuemeka, marry only the woman you love. Make sure she is in Christ. That's all. Ignore your pastor. Go and pick your wife and marry her. If he drive you from your church, come to my church. Can we clap our hands for Jesus?
Yes. My second question. When you were speaking, you said a lady should delay. When I was listening from there, if the man is in a haste, she should use time to delay. So I turned to my brother at the right and said, to my sister, and I said, then lies will start coming in.
Lies?
Yeah.
No lies.
Because if a lady start using...
I didn't say you should lie. I'm giving you an example of things you should do to make sure nobody rushes you to the altar. How can I stay and tell you to lie? If you say, let's go home, and I say, I cannot be ready to go home until next month, have I lied? So don't go and lie because of delay. Thank you.
Lastly, I fell into some funny categories of guys. I've been having some kind of lady that has money. And I feel I have this ego. I can't receive money from them. And
What do you mean you fall into the category of women who... You mean the women you associate with are women who have money?
Yeah, yes.
Why? Where can they carry you go their side?
I don't go to them, they come to me.
Eh?
They come to me.
They come to you to chase you?
Yes.
Now, I have told you run away from any woman chasing you.
I want to ask a question.
Is your problem of running away, your inability to run away from a woman that is chasing you? It is wrong for a woman to chase a man. When a woman chases a man, the man should be suspicious. It may be an agent coming to destroy your life. It's not normal. So a woman is making passes at you. You should be shouting Holy Ghost fire, Father, they don't they come. Father, they don't they come. And it's true. You're a handsome boy. So there's a tendency for them who think they have money, what they do with handsome men around who are, you know, gluttonous, what do you call it? You know, they come and they use money and entice you and collect your glory. That's what they do. So when you see them coming next time, run. Thank you.
Sir, the question is, there's this relationship that recently broke up. Now, my question is it good for we Christians to bring in religion? That is our faith. That's, I'm a bride assembly, I'm a redeemed, I'm a deeper life, to bring it into the relationship. Because the last relationship that I had that broke up was having the same, these two things now. She went to Redeemed Church and prayed for olive oil for me and said I should rub the olive oil that church I'm going after, leave the church. I told her, no, you don't bring religion into relationship. So, me asking her to come to my church, she refused. Now, is it good for we to bring in this faith of a...
Yes, it's good to bring it in at this stage of caution. Praise the Lord. It's good. When the Bible says, be not equally yoked with unbelievers. Unbeliever is a relative terminology. Unbelieve what? What does he not believe? It's your faith. You're a Christian. And it's a Muslim that wants to marry you. How can you flow together? Which way will you raise up your children? Secondly, you belong to a church that doctrine-wise, they don't see eye to eye with another church that the other person comes from. So, every day you are in the house, and then you are there in confusion, there is no unity of faith. So, that should be considered, because Apostle Paul said this time, marry only in the faith. So you should be able to consider that too. Don't, because of marriage, you know, risk your faith. And then you don't enjoy your prayers anymore. You marry somebody who does not believe in speaking in tongue. You are praying and speaking in tongue. Then you say, shut up, bang the door. Don't stop this nonsense that they do. It cuts you off. You see? And things like that. So it's good that you consider the faith. It's always good to marry somebody who says, it doesn't matter, whatever is your faith, me, as long as you're a Christian, you know, you'll be more comfortable, then later on you can win that person into your own faith. I think that is better. God bless you. Yes, Brother Bello from Taraba State. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. My question, or let me say, it's a contribution I want to make in regards to the suggestions of the brothers we are making. That, yes, sir. I want to make a little contribution in regards to the question some brothers were asking, that maybe a lady can take up the responsibility for a marriage and everything. I feel naturally there is an order that God has placed, that when a man is going to look for a wife in marriage, is that in my own way of understanding, is that he's telling the lady that he's a woman, he wants to take good care of her. But the situation where people begin to think that the lady does it, in fact, I think it's an insult to manhood. Then my question. This is the question, the other is contribution. My question is this, sir. I want you to maybe enlighten our sister the more concerning issue of finding. You know, there are times that we used to have problems. Now maybe if I'm going out with a sister, I'm not satisfied with a character, and I decide to put a hole to it or an end to it. More often than not is that there is a serious misconception that they say, this brother, even this brother could do this, even this brother could do that. But the sincerity about the whole thing is that when you are fighting, you have to take time, and there are certain things that you have said earlier on that must be there. We have this blessed disadvantage, the challenges with this, that they feel if you have started a courtship, the courtship must culminate in marriage, whether it's working or it's not working. And that is why we've been having a little problem. So maybe I want you to enlighten our sister the more on that very issue, that it's not necessary, it's not a must that the courtship must culminate in marriage. So that we will be a bit flexible in our heart, whichever way it comes, provided it was done with the care of the Lord. The two people involved should not look at each other as enemies. They should give glory to God that they didn't enter into something that they could not glorify God at the better time of their age. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Can we clap our hands for Brother Bello from Taraba State? I think I agree with him. The point is bringing out here that it is not every courtship that must end in marriage. So that you don't begin to say, because we're in courtship, so we must marry. No. It is a period for you to decide whether to marry or not. It's very important. I want you to know two things. Physically, first, Adam was the one that was first formed before the wife. Secondly, I want you to note that what we see happening physically is speaking about something else that is going on spiritually. The marriage between Christ and the church. It was God that came looking for us. We never went looking for Him. I hope we know that. You have to understand it. Use that to understand how it should be in the church. It is not the woman that goes looking for the man. It was the man that came paying all the price to get the woman. The woman has no price to pay to get the man. It is the man that has a price to pay to get the woman. And any man that is not capable of paying the price is not capable, is not also fit, qualified to have a wife. Because having a wife goes with a price. God bless you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Ngozi. I'm a doctor, dermatologist, a skin doctor. My question goes like this. I have two questions. One is, can a sister compromise her faith by marrying somebody in Roman Catholic? Maybe a sister from Bright Assembly. Marry somebody from Roman Catholic Church and they see that two of them, they are compatible. But their faith are different. Maybe the brother is off and on, is not strong enough in faith. But they love each other.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you a question too. You are a dermatologist and I was talking about what to eat that can reflect our skin, and you didn't contribute. Will you tell them later? If there's time, you tell them today.
We eat balanced diet.
Eat balanced diet. There are some
vegetable, fruits
that can give us good skin. Thank you. I can see you have a very good skin too. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Okay. Now, listen, church. Listen. There are some questions that when you ask, they are very difficult to answer. But the answer is very simple. But it is very difficult to give the answer. But the answer is very, very simple. But to give it is difficult because somebody may misunderstand you and act on it. That's why I say, listen very well, brother, sister, wherever you are listening to me from now, listen. God can tell you, a sister, that that Guru Maharaj man is your husband. That Alaji is your husband. That Malam is your husband. God can tell you that that is your husband. You know why he can tell you that? Because God, through foreknowledge, may see who that man is and have his name in the book of life and decide the way that man will come into Christ will be through the marriage with you. So he can allow it to happen. But it's not a thing I can preach and tell you that your husband can come from anywhere. Your husband cannot come from anywhere. Oh. They are isolated cases. So we deal with it on one-on-one basis. We cannot preach it at the pulpit and say your husband can come from anywhere. You understand what I mean? Because it is now on individual basis. And when you come to me as your pastor, it is my desire as a pastor that you marry a believer filled with the Holy Ghost, even a member of the same church here. Because I have a lot of single brothers that are looking for a husband. And wife. And I see fine girls like this, Catholic, they come. I go vex. But that's me as a human being. Now, but you come to me and tell me, God ministered to me that that is my husband. If I am a true servant of God, once you put name of God inside, I step back. But I will also have it that I hope it is really God, so that the day you come crying, say, see what did happen? I will say, you say now God, go meet God. Because the principle is there in the Bible, we should not be yoked together with unbelievers. That is the standard. It is wrong for you to marry somebody who is not a believer. But if you are going to be somebody that God is going to use as a servant, as an instrument, to bring in somebody, then we cannot settle that or answer that at the pulpit. It will be in the office one-on-one. And even when you want to do that marriage, oh, I go say, go do and somewhere. I know they there, so I go stay for outside in the look in case the thing no work. They're not going to say, I may support you. You understand what I mean? But I will not fight against it. I will not stop it because you say, God say. You know, I've told you this. I'm a perfect example. I said, I met my wife as an unbeliever. You know my background. Complete unbeliever. And she was the daughter of a minister in Deeper Life. And you know, they stand on it, kakaraka. And it was going to bring a reproach to the man that his daughter was going to marry a malam. I mean, just imagine how, you know, and the man refused to attend the marriage. We stage somebody as one old man to say, Naim be the papa on our wedding day. So I just want you to note it. Now, while that man was looking at me as a malam, God, who sees the future, was looking at a pastor. So that's what I'm saying. God bless you. Yes, someone, a caller on the line.
Hello.
God bless you.
Please, I want to ask this question. Is it written in the Bible that a woman should not have is it wrong for a woman to come and say to a man that she wants to marry or she wants to marry her? I want to find out if a woman doesn't have any right to ask a man that she wants to marry him, because it's not good. It's not biblical. It's not written anywhere in the Bible that a woman doesn't have any right to demand for a man that she wants her to marry him or take her the order.
Listen, my brother is trying to justify a woman going to approach a man for marriage. I said it is not the norm. It is not normal to do that. And if you believe in it, I don't believe in it, and I will not teach it. I believe that a woman should uphold her dignity. A woman should remain the lady that she should be and take her proper place. And never you say that because they work in oil companies, in banks, in companies, or what English people call blue chip companies, where they earn a lot of money within their level there, they cannot get men that can marry them. And so they should be able to see a man they like, and you know, now who becomes the boss? One thing that makes the man rule over you is that he paid a price on top of you. So if it is a woman that gave you money to pay her dowry, she's the one feeding you. The house, she's the one paying the house rent. Will you be proud enough as a man to say, that is my wife? Brother Sunday, I disagree with you. Praise the Lord. Now, take note of this, Brother Sunday, and everyone hearing me. There is no man that has packaged himself. Imagine a man that has read and has up to his master's degree in any field, and the only problem is he has not gotten a job, that he will ever feel inferior before a woman who is working in an oil company with a similar degree. He has already positioned himself. It's a matter of time for him to get a job. So when you talk about inferiority complex, the level that she is, there are millions of people in that same level without qualification. She's only opportunity to be there. No graduate feels inferior before another graduate, no matter what position you occupy. So when we say package yourself, it includes going to school and getting yourself the relevant certificates that places you in the market. That woman will use her position and get you a job somewhere to enable you come and marry her. But not for you to go and marry her and then she's the one taking care of you. No, I disagree with you, Brother Sunday from Benin Republic. Maybe they do that in Benin Republic, but here, Brother Assembly, lie, if I catch you, I counsel it, I fight it, I scatter that relationship. Spiritually and physically, yes?
Praise the Lord. Pastor, can wedding be done before bride price, where a sister lost her father and mother? The both parents are dead. The man that stands as the parents of the sister cannot allow the sister to marry. Maybe he's into occultic. Anything he hears about the sister, he will scatter it with evil power. So how can that marriage work? Can the sister do wedding before the bride price in case of where the father and mother is no more? But the man and uncle that stand as the man that's supposed to receive the bride price, let me call him a wizard. So
he's not ready to receive it. He refuses
whenever he wants to give, what did they call it? List. I don't know the type of manipulation. Whenever the suitor saw the list, that is the end.
Go run away.
Yes.
Amen. What you say, is it because the list becomes over bloated or something?
No. Because of the manipulation, because the man.
Oh, once the list comes. No, I think that is why you should.
The wedding
you should have a relationship with a believer where before you even go for the list, you pray. You pray, it's true. Since you know somebody does not want you to marry, you pray because you have to take note. It's not just in getting married. That person can pursue you even after you have gotten married. So it's not just at that stage. It's only, it's after your progress. It's your progress is after. Not just for that man to come and pay bride price. If he's able to pay it, he will still attack somewhere else. So such people with potential dangers all around you like that, you are the type that get closer to God. you are more prayerful, and the power around us are higher than the powers they are using if you are in Christ.
But I'm asking, can wedding be done before the bride price?
No, it's not possible. It's not possible. Well, maybe somebody will ask me a question. What if I've decided to get married to this man or this woman and the parents refuse? And we decide we must get married. Here the parents refuse you to marry and you insist you should marry. Of course, there will be no traditional marriage because you will not be there. So the question is, so what do we do? There is a law that covers that up. You go to court. You pay the bride price in the court. And you come. We are enlightened enough to wed you. God bless you.
Amen. Pastor.
Yes.
Who received the bride price in the court now?
The court registrar.
Okay.
They'll give you receipt.
Praise the Lord.
Before you do that, though, the church is involved. Well, we have known how you suffer. The man no grill. Don't go and bring court receipt for us, until we permit you to go and get it for this church. Now we go permit you to go. That is, we have looked at the case. We don't join you. Pray, self. The man no agree. We will even send delegation to go and meet the man to convince him. He no agree. We do everything humanly possible. If the man no agree, then we say, okay, Papa, we will tell him to his face. Your children go wed. We go wed them. They are adults anyway.
There is power mighty in the blood.
Are you suffering from spiritual husband or wife?
There is power.
Are you facing frustration and rejection? Is your spiritual life stagnant?
Jesus Christ.
How have you been baptized? Do you know if really your sins are remitted? Join us every Tuesday as we teach on true water baptism.
When Jesus Christ said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, He is telling you, go and baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Pure water ministration for your healing and deliverance.
We plead the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood that was shed on the cross on Calvary speak for our healing and deliverance this afternoon in the name of Jesus. We invoke that power that was released on the cross on Calvary into this water for our healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Use this water and root out every infirmity in the name.